Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Senator Dianne Feinstein and questions surrounding her health. Dr. David Cutler is a family medicine physician at Providence St. John's Health Center. That's in Santa Monica. Also with us is Louis DeCipio, who is a political science professor at UC Irvine. Gentlemen, thank you both for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Doctor, let me start off with you. As I understand it from a New York Times report today, in having a bout of shingles, Senator Feinstein also contracted encephalitis and some other complications from that. So my question to you is, someone at her age with that condition and that kind of complications, what would that likely mean from a cognitive point of view? What are the dangers there?
Well, the danger there would be that she would have decreased cognitive function. But it's really true of anyone having any medical complication when they get into the older age range, that they're going to have some likelihood of decreased physical strength, decreased mental capacity, decreased work and exercise capacity as well from almost any illness. And shingles is no exception.
And Louis, taking a look at the politics of this, why is there, I mean, not everybody on the Democratic side, but some seem reticent to go to her or go to her staff and say, look, this is an unsustainable situation. She's got to step down. What is that hesitation in regarding? Is it because of a vote on a committee or what is it?
Well, many of the members of the Senate are quite old. She's on the oldest end, but the average age is 65. So her colleagues are not the best people to give her that sort of advice. You know, she's served for a long, long time, and I don't think she has a vision of herself that doesn't involve the Senate. So her staff are unlikely to be able to convince her if she's not willing to go on her own.
Doctor, am I right to go back to the medical issue here? Encephalitis is an inflammation of the brain, yes?
It is, and it's a little bit different than meningitis, which is, we're all more familiar with, which is an inflammation of the lining outside of the brain. But encephalitis involves the brain tissue itself. It's a lot more rare than meningitis, and its course is a little bit less predictable.
I was going to ask, what would be, for anyone of any age, let alone somebody of the age of Senator Feinstein, what would the prognosis be long-term in terms of not only physical health, but mental capability?
Well, it's very hard to predict. As I said, it has a much less predictable course. It could be very mild, and there could be no long-term effects. There could be more serious long-term effects. And the only way to really measure this is with a detailed neurocognitive evaluation, a neuropsychological evaluation, to look at the whole array of brain functions that we'll measure. We'll usually do simple tests in our office just by assessing a patient's ability to recall. We'll look at simple executive functions like drawing a clock or placing blocks in the right shaped receptacle, and then ask them about how they're able to perform their activities of daily living. That's generally how we'll assess someone's neuropsychological functioning.
Louis, how politically disturbing is it that according to some reports, Governor Newsom tried to get in touch with the senator and was not able to communicate with her? Some family members, I think, have indicated that they've not been able to talk with her, that the staff is shielding her from that. How much of a problem is that?
Well, I think it's a very serious problem for her, but I think it's more of a problem for the state and the country. Her vote is very critical on, you know, much that the Senate has to consider over the next few months. Obviously, judicial confirmations have been the one because she serves on the Judiciary Committee, but also, you know, hopefully there will be some resolution to the debt limit and lots of budget negotiations. In a nearly evenly divided Senate, her vote is critical, and it's not clear that she has the capabilities on every day, you know, every given day, to be able to judge what's best for the state of California.
Doctor, one last question for you. If you had a patient who had a bad bout, apparently, of shingles, then had a complication of encephalitis, added to that advanced age. What would your advice be to that patient in terms of their activity level at this point?
Well, without addressing this particular case, because I don't have information specifically what's going on with her, but I
understand.
Would say we could expand it to almost any illness and almost any patient, at certainly at a senior age, but other ages. If there's evidence of decreased cognitive functioning in any way, we would send them for detailed neuropsychological evaluations to see what their functioning level was. And then demonstrating to them, look, this is what the objective tests are. This is how it may limit your activities. You and your family and the other people around you will need to decide how you're going to function in the future. We deal with this all the time, specifically with physicians in the hospital who might be older and might be showing signs of cognitive decline, that will want to assess their neuropsychological testing and to see if they're still able to do things like surgery or to perform medically as well in the hospital.
All right, Dr. David Cutler with Providence St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica. Also want to thank our other guest, Louis DeCipio, political science professor at UC Irvine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.